Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word. And you know, it's a special day. We ain't even talking about 4th of July. We talking about I got my homie back, my stromie, the illustrious, the combustrious, the endonustrious.
Miss what?
Say it. Say it. Miss 100% is back.
And the crowd goes well.
After blazing a trail of evil all across this country, Miss 100% is back.
Wow.
I don't know if the nation will ever be the same.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I may be back in one piece, though, so that's a good thing.
All right. And if y'all want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. You can jump on our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. And you can also, because I don't get to do this a lot, can't you tell? You can get us on the social networking tip, Facebook, Meet Me, Wayne, Twitter, Smooth Drama Radio. Just Smooth Drama. You hit me on the Smooth Drama tip, I will come up and I got you. But I know y'all some of y'all may be still recovering from Miss 100% traveling across your path. So I'll let 100% tell you where you can dare to tread. If you want to catch up to her online.
All righty. Well, as usual, you can hit me up at Miss 100% spelled out on yahoo.com since you like to get all up close and personal with me. Special announcement, I am no longer on Facebook. I think that's a tragedy waiting to happen. That's another day. We'll talk about that. But I am on Twitter. I am no longer a Twitter virgin.
Uh-oh.
So you can get at me, number one, and then 100% spelled out. And you can follow me. I'll follow you back. If you're talking about some real shit, if you on bullshit, do not follow me because you will not like what I have to say. I'm just keeping it real. That's all.
She is not on bullshit.
I'm not about shit. That's a different show. Let's move on.
Yeah, that's a whole different show. And speaking of a whole different show, I guess we should start because, me and 100%, we try to make you laugh. But we also try to talk about those people who do stupid, useless studies that we don't quite understand. Case in point, there's a study that was done at Washington State University where they say, hey, you can make rats laugh by tickling them.
Hmm.
In the useless knowledge department. And I'm thinking, will they laugh if I tickle their ass while they're in a rat trap?
Let's do that. Why don't we find us a rat, get the video camera rolling, catch it, and let's tickle it and see what happens.
Yeah, I want to see this rat laugh.
Yeah.
On his neck.
I'm just wondering, how is at the end of the day, how is that going to make, I guess the universe is safe again since we now know that rats laugh.
Yeah. That made my day. I don't know about you, But once I found out that rats can be tickled and laugh, I was like, I cannot wait to find a rat to tickle.
I want to see or hear a damn rat laugh. I mean, yeah.
You really do?
I do. I think it would be something very interesting to see.
Mm.
A rat laughing right after he bites your crazy ass for trying to tickle me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a funny story.
Well, you know what I'm proposing? Maybe they can put that on the Bristol Palin show. Oh, I'm sorry. That's no longer on the air. How many people care? Bristol Palin fans, come together and unite. Nah? Nobody got nothing to say? Oh, well. Nobody's feeling Bristol.
So, speaking of the universe being safe again, it's really safe again because her ass is no longer on TV.
Yeah.
How about?
I'm like, I mean, why was she on TV in the first place? I'm thinking the fact that she got pregnant. I'm like, people get pregnant every day.
Yeah.
TV shows, but Bristol Palin, she got pregnant and she had a kid as a teenager, and oh, now she's a role model for the kids to follow.
Right. Let me go in real hard on that bullshit for about five seconds.
Get your five in.
5 seconds. Who gives a fuck? Oh, okay. I'm done.
All right. What's cool by me? Yeah. I mean, I thought it she'd been a little bit more interesting if she would have got into this little contest that I saw they was having. I guess there's a air sex world championship.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess air sex is a contest where people just they grind and whoever grinds the hardest, I guess it's like lip syncing, only it's sex syncing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they just hump in the air like, say my motherfucking name. Oh, sorry.
Something like that.
Something like that? Really?
Supposedly all the climaxes must be simulated. And there must always be another imaginary person on stage with you during your routine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you need a name and a song. And the judges critique the show based on foreplay, intercourse, and sexual energy.
You know what? And we just went to two different extremes. We just talked about useless studies, you know, that the government or whoever is doing it, thinking, you know, it's helping out mankind. And now we're on the other end of just total bullshit. Like, what? Who gives a damn? Come on now.
You don't care?
I've heard of dry humping. You know, when you was little, you hump with your clothes on, you think you're doing something. But these are stupid-ass grown people humping the air. What, in the grand scheme of things, again, how is this important?
Very important.
Stupid people make me itch.
Don't catch chicken pox over air sex.
This baby itch.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I feel you. I understand where you're coming from because it was kind of silly to think about. Now, on the other tip, sex-wise, there's a Nevada college of students, Western Nevada, where these students are suing their instructor. Well, one student in particular, she claims that she would not pass the class unless she masturbated and kept a journal, among other assignments that required personal sexual disclosure. Now, mind you, it's a human sexuality class. And I'm thinking, I could be wrong, but when you take a human sexuality class, sex is kind of, it comes up as a topic of conversation.
Yeah, but did they watch her masturbate, or was this something that she was supposed to do in the privacy?
Yeah, she's supposed to do it in the privacy and keep a sex journal for class discussion.
So why not just lie?
Right. She's supposedly you're supposed to share personal details of your sexual history also, including sexual abuse for her paper.
She masturbated because she wanted to. And here we are again with some more bullshit. You know what? Special helmet for her.
She gets a special helmet?
This special helmet. Yeah.
I can't argue the special helmet on that one. You know, I mean, you take a human sexuality class and you are appalled because sex comes up as a topic of discussion. Really? And on top of that, I'm like, you don't have to read nothing. All you got to do is fake experience. I mean, she could have watched Zane and wrote about what she saw in Zane.
Oh, right. Or she could have just fantasized and wrote down her fantasies. Come on now.
Right.
Just.
Yeah, get that easy A.
You know what? I take it back. She don't get a special helmet. She gets a lobotomy. She's not even good enough for a special helmet.
Wow. Look, really? Lobotomy?
Yeah.
You going all the way there?
It's like that.
All right. Yeah, you definitely come back hard in the paint. I mean, because for me, I know having a class where I can just fake my sexual experiences and I can get an A for it.
Right.
Cool. But the exact opposite for me is, and I know I've been running this into the ground, y'all, but I can't help it. Octomom is coming out. You know, of course, I've talked about her coming out with her Home Alone porn and masturbation video. And the fact that she's interviewing, talking about it, and it's here. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I see Octomom, and she make, I mean, it ain't even, we ain't even going to talk about the penis. It just, she make my hair follicles stand down.
Wow.
Yeah, my hair follicles, they go soft.
It's like, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, because this is Octomom, okay, she's not, this was not her first litter, and I'm going to call it that, litter of babies. Mm-hmm. She had another, you know, what is it called, multi-birth or whatever, before these babies. And I can imagine people looking at that video like, hello, hello, hello. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a dark tunnel.
Oh, wow. You
were, I mean, come on, yeah.
Really?
There's no more elasticity there. It's just gone. It's just shot. It's kaput. Mm. Who wants to see that?
Well, supposedly she's doing her own masturbation thing, and you know how she says that she had never been in touch with herself before now.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, and as I talk about this, my hair follicles fall down.
Mm.
Yep.
So she didn't get the money she wanted for having all these kids, because that's what it was about. So now she's going to produce porn. Who is that going to turn on? I mean, all you're going to do is look at that pussy and say, 20 babies came out of there. I mean, come on, really?
Well, I mean,
that's what, like, 14 kids, something like that. She has a lot of kids.
Yeah, I know.
From two pregnancies.
Right. And the thing is, why are you, I mean, that your claim to fame, I had the most kids, now she's turning, like, she could have just did porn and tried to get famous. I mean, being the porn mom is not only grossing out most of us guys, but think of your 14 kids.
Right.
Just the thought. Yeah, my mom, Octomom, has a masturbation porn video. That's not gonna be good for them kids growing up. Yeah, I saw your mom.
I wish that people could see my face, cause I'm just like, that's some nasty stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Well. Anybody who has the privilege of watching my face that's made for radio can see that I've been squinched up for a while now. She's probably like 10, 11 years on my face just talking about this.
Oh, wow. I can only imagine.
Yeah, we need to take a break because I can't do this no more. I'm beyond hair follicled out. My hair follicles are starting to jump.
Yeah, I got to go puke real quick. So, yeah, let's take a break.
Anyway, on that note, this is D-Nice. They call me D-Nice.
The mic.
together you got to smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Trauma with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I miss 100%, and that was Be Nice. Call me Be Nice.
Taking out you suckers, and you don't know how I did it. I remember I couldn't Cabbage Patch. That was the thing. You know, my homie Rob, he could Cabbage Patch. He, you know how people could do the Cabbage Patch, and they could just, like, walk across the room with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't even stand in one space doing it. You know, it was like, and my shoulders get stuck. I don't know.
That was like the easiest dance in the world to do. Like, what's wrong?
Not for everybody. I had the project dance, the 1-2 down pat. You know, and then you slide to the side a little bit, move your hands, and then get that look, get up on the girl and outline her body. But don't touch her.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's that dance eroticism. Y'all know nothing about that.
But as it still stands, you can't do the Cabbage Patch.
Yeah. Can't do the cat. I couldn't do it. It was like I just looked really stupid doing it. It was like I was having an epileptic seizure.
Oh, wow.
And I tried in the mirror. I'm like, I'm going to get this Cabbage Patch. And it just... Anyway. Before we go back into the show, wanted to acknowledge something. The government says mermaids don't exist.
The government said that?
Yep. Just for those people out there, who you was wondering, it was on your mind, you was thinking about it, it's not true. It ain't real.
You know what? That means I live to fight another day. I can rest peacefully tonight.
Yeah. I mean, because now you don't have to stay up all night thinking, damn, if I get into the swimming pool, will I get stolen by a mermaid?
I was living in fear every day of my life because I just knew that I was going to get kidnapped by a mermaid. But
you, man, how you think I felt? I was scared to death. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get in the water and the mermaid's going to run up on me, going to take me, and that's going to be it. Hell with y'all, these sharks, these mermaids.
Gosh, I feel so much better. You just don't know.
I'm good now. I'm easy now.
Now, really?
Life is worth living.
More of useless bullshit.
If you say so. But I'm sure that eases a lot of people's anxieties.
Yeah, because, you know, war and pestilence and famine and the world's supposed to be ending, you know, in December,
right.
You know, ruining everybody's Christmas. That, you know, that's nothing compared to living in fear, thinking that a mermaid is waiting for you.
I mean, because think about it. If the world's ending in 5 months, do you want to get in the water and take the chance that a mermaid's going to get you? You got 5 months left. You don't
right.
face them underwater, drowned.
Right. I want to use those last 5 months to smoke bath salts and incense and...
And eat somebody's booty hole out.
Eat people's face off and yeah. all of that.
Yeah. The good stuff.
So, you know.
Yeah. and speaking of that, because we are talking about the world ending in 5 months, I know y'all don't believe me, but... I'm convinced until the day comes and goes and we got 6 more months. I'm ready to lease it up on a 6-month venture. I don't know about y'all. Anyway, you have the chance in Colorado, they had a sign up, vote for Satan. Unfortunately, somebody in Colorado felt the need to steal that. You know, Luigi and Angie Bellavista are asking you to consider a vote for the Dark Lord. Yeah, they said they're being treated unfairly because it's not a mainstream religion.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they say they love Jesus, but they wouldn't mind if, hey, vote for Satan.
Wow. So are they basically saying that you might as well vote for Satan? Look at who we got in office. Look who's trying to get in there, you know. Is that what you're saying? Or
That could be a factor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Could be.
What?
But, you know, somebody stole their sign. They said they had over 120,000 people pledge their votes.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, because
nice little following.
Yeah. Vote for Satan.
Mm. Wow.
That's where. What?
And yet, another useless piece of information that's plaguing our universe.
What are you talking about? There's a lot of people out there who are tired of the two-party system. And they feel like, hey, you know what? If I vote for Satan, maybe we can, you know, break up the monopoly. That is the Republican-Democrat BS.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
let's have another plan for another system. I don't know what they're going to do.
Look at it like this. Would Satan, can Satan do worse than what we got going?
I'm pretty sure he could.
That's a valid argument.
Things can always be worse.
True. Yeah, we could be living in an atomic wasteland where Mel Gibson runs around with makeup on his face, even though all the makeup should have been destroyed.
Mm. At least right now, you know, a lot of us have food and clothes and all of that. So, I mean, it could be a lot worse.
Hey.
It could be a whole lot worse.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse here. I mean, because, hey, at the end of the day, we live in the fattest country on earth. So, we're good.
Right.
Yeah, everybody else. Hey, it sucks to be you, but we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, not dissing, I'm just saying. I mean, look, we have a country where if you want to help foot the bill for rape investigations, you can visit a strip club. Like in Houston, their city council passed an ordinance that imposes a $5 per visitor poll tax on strip joints and other clubs that host adult entertainment. And
$5 poll tax?
$5 poll, they taxing my poll.
So let me understand this. So when a person visits a strip club, along with the cover charge for getting in, they tax $5 on for a poll tax?
Yeah, they already had a $5 per customer poll tax on strip clubs anyway. So now it's like double. So it's really a $10 poll tax. Mm-hmm. It's like double.
And
they go.
Help with.
Supposedly in Texas, they have over 6,000 untested rape kits in Houston in particular. So the money is supposed to go toward processing these rape kits.
Wow.
Which is funny to me being the conspiracy theorist that I am, the fact that you will charge money to test, pay for a test that you already are paying people to test anyway.
Right.
Talk
about double dipping.
Yep. And that's double dipping without the good part.
I mean, they getting a soup full, really. I mean, they just putting their whole face in the damn bowl.
Yeah.
On that one.
Yeah, they're saying $3 million could be raised annually. I'm sitting up there saying, okay, so you're going to charge people double because you already have the poll tax to help out with rape. That's the story, to help out with paying for rape kits. I'm like, if the taxpayers are already paying the police's salary, where is that extra $5 supposed to be going?
I don't know. I guess the current theme, the theme for tonight is bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. It's wow. Okay. I'm not going to do it. You said try to make sense out of crazy or stupid or asinine. So I guess I won't try to make sense out of it, but at the same time, it makes you just wonder, you know, things that make you go,
Well, I mean, and here's the point. You know, you talking about wondering and things that make you go, it's something that's paid for already.
Exactly.
So we're paying for it again.
Okay, but why tax people that frequent strip clubs? Like, what is the connection there? Like, why? Like, why strip clubs?
Well, I guess they don't want you looking at naked bodies. I mean, if you wanted to really tax something and make it useful, you want to benefit the public, tax everybody who go into McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that would be too much.
Oh, thanks to everybody that go into Walmart.
Yeah. Because Walmart and McDonald's are like the club. As a matter of fact, there's a McDonald's in every Walmart. It's like double the club.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, like McDonald's is the VIP section in Walmart. Nah, you can't even get in there, homie, with them shoes on.
Wow.
But I mean, if you wanted to save money, they can do like in the Phoenix area, there's an ex-Wall Street trader who collapsed and died shortly after being found guilty of setting his mansion on fire in a way to escape his mortgage debt.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're saying the police are investigating whether he purposely killed himself, because shortly after the verdict was read and it sentenced him to 16 years in prison, he supposedly put something in his mouth and drank from a bottle he brought in the courtroom. And then minutes later, he suffered from a seizure and died.
Well, it could happen.
Yeah.
It's 2012, and we got 5-6 months left, so anything is possible.
Think of it like this. He's like, shit, why am I going to jail for my last 5 months? If I'm going to be locked up, I might as well just, I mean, the world's ending, so I'm going to tap out now.
Wow.
That don't make sense?
It makes sense, but it will.
Just tap out now.
It's just a harsh reality. Shit is fucked up out here.
Hey, he knew he was meat. He gonna go to jail and just be somebody's laundry guy. He knew what was happening. He knew that he was going to the jail and they was going to do him nice and easy.
Wait. What? Nice and easy?
It was going to be nice and easy with him. You know how
to go. It's
been like, oh, you ain't them pretty Wall Street boys.
What?
Come over here and give me a, me give you a stock tip.
Oh, my goodness. Nice and easy.
Nice and easy. I mean, I could have said nice and nasty, but I said nice and easy. I mean, it's better than what happened to this New Mexico woman who was arrested and spent a night in jail for not returning a Twilight book and a two DVD set of the Twilight saga back to the library on time.
Again, this shows us where our priorities are. You know, is now we know people, or we may have done it ourselves, checked out a book, a good book, that, you know, educational book, and never return it. You got $400 in library fees. There's no cop knocking at their door, but because it's Twilight, bitch, you done fucked up. Your ass going, you know you fucked up, didn't you?
They looking in the computer. Oh, she returned to Twilight? She returned to Twilight? Call the police. Call the police. Cannot take this.
Wow. Twilight.
Yeah, Twilight. Yeah, Twilight is about as important in the world scheme as the fact that Anderson Cooper came out and said he's gay.
And who didn't know this?
Apparently, all the people who were shot. Anderson Cooper is gay. Yeah. Anyway.
Wednesday, look, I'm gonna tell you how it is. I like Dick. Bottom line, stop giving me your phone number. Stop mailing me your panties to me. Just stop it. I don't want you. All right? Maybe you're frustrated.
No. I mean, but what if it was men sending in panties?
Here we go again.
Anyway. Big shout out to Anderson Cooper for coming clean. And we, on that note, we just going to go on break. You know, since he came clean, we gonna go back to the old school, back when I couldn't cabbage patch, but I can do the erotic pass you over dance. This is J. Rue the Damager. Come clean.
If you're feeling lucky, up, then crush your luck. I clap fake gangster and make them.
together you got the smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick, Mr. F the N-word. You no longer get the dick. And I miss 100%. That was J. Rue the Damager. Come clean.
Yes, we are not giving dick out over here.
I forgot we can't give them the dick because they can't handle it. So we
it. It's too much for you. I ain't mad at you, though.
I don't know about some women, but I like it when it's too hard to handle. I'm sorry. Did you to the point where you... Never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'll stop.
Yeah. Don't... I mean, because we wasn't talking about you. You obviously could handle the dick, but just on the whole... The population that journal, they just couldn't handle it. You say dick, they're like, ah, no, not the dick. We don't want the dick. We can't take the dick.
He's talking about weenie. Did you hear what he said?
Oh, weenie. Girl.
I don't want to say that filthy word.
Keep your pecker to yourself.
You little perverted fucker.
Anyway, see, when they get too much dick, you get this problem that they have over in Europe. Over in Europe, the baby box has returned. If you don't know what the baby box was in medieval Europe where parents can leave an unwanted baby in a box. It's supposedly a heated box that's monitored by nurses. And, you know, it's what they have. But, you know, we've had an outbreak of people who just like leave their baby in trash cans. It's cool. They call it a baby wedge or a baby cradle, and you just put the baby in. You pull the hatch open, and there's folded blankets for a baby.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's a letter there also telling you who to call if you change your mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you said this was in Europe, right?
Yep.
Well, because, you know, we have that here as well. It's not necessarily a box, but you can take a baby to any hospital. And I think it's like up to a year old and no questions asked. But the crazy thing about it, the last stories that, you know, the mother did that, they were arrested for neglecting their child.
Right. I mean, and that I think that's the point. The baby box is more secluded. They give you a chance where you can just go and leave it, and they give you the opportunity to come back as opposed to... I mean, obviously, you have some issues when you're going to give away the child. And so,
right.
You know, it's I guess it's an opportunity for people to do that. And if they... feel bad afterwards, they can come back and get their child, no questions asked.
Okay.
It's supposedly secret and anonymous. Now, we know, of course, that they probably have cameras.
Right.
But, you know, nobody's
in the red. You just put my mouth. My house secret, or, you know, could it be if there's cameras every damn where? Otherwise, would they know there's a baby in the box? Somebody has to be monitoring the cameras, right? So
yeah, I mean it's an interesting concept. I mean, I know they do it at the hospitals, but do you really want to go to the hospital because you will be put out there?
There's no
hiding in the hospital. You're on camera every floor. Like you just gonna walk in, hey. here's my baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like I said, the last couple of people that did it was arrested for child neglect.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how
it turns out. Yeah, I don't think that type of program, I mean, that type of program would lend itself to people dropping off babies in trash cans.
I have a question.
I have an answer, hopefully.
And to you, I want to hear your opinion. And, of course, the listeners, we would love to hear what you guys have to say about this. But why is it illegal for a parent to sell their child to a couple who wants a baby when that's the way adoption is? Because adoption is buying a baby. Because it starts out with, you have to have, well, I know in Ohio, it's like you have to have $4,000 up front just to fill out the application and to do a home study. And then there's more money involved in the entire process. So basically, you just bought yourself a kid. So why is it illegal if this is my child and I want my child to go to a specific couple that I know they will take care of this, take care of my baby? Why is it illegal?
I believe because here in America, we had an institution, well, in the whole world, called slavery, and people selling their kids would, if there was not a state regulation, I mean, I could go all conspiracy theorists and say, yeah, the state wants the money, but also there are some people who are unscrupulous. And you imagine crackheads having babies and just selling their babies on the open market.
But they, yeah, I mean, but they're still doing it anyway.
Yeah, but on that note, I would rather there be some documents and they have to go through a legitimate process as opposed to just a dude on the street. And
why do Brad and Angelina keep going to different countries and buying their kids? They're not adopting those kids, like, legally or going through an entire process. Nobody can go overseas and come back a week later with a baby if it's done properly or legally. So
I'm not mad at them. Look, if they can afford to give kids a life and they want to do it, I'm all for it. 'Cause
that's what I'm saying. That's my whole point. It's like, you know that you're, but it's still, to me, it's still the same thing because there's money involved either way.
Yeah.
Just one of those questions.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough question. At the same time, I look at the end result. If kids find a happy home with someone that wants them, I'm all for that. All that other stuff, you know, my personal feelings aside, it's about the kids.
Exactly.
Period. Point blank. And if the kids are happy, there's nothing else to say. I mean, so long as it's not a Woody Allen situation where you're adopting the kids so you can marry them one day.
Oh, ouch.
I mean, what? That's what he did. But
you knocked that one out the park, homeboy. I gotta get that on that one.
Hey, well, you know, I can't go without making a Woody Allen reference. I mean, at the end of the day, he adopted a kid and married the kid. So you change diapers and then one day just decide, you know what? You are sexy.
Oh, bleh.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Do you like old geeky shrivel up old men? Do you like wrinkly ball sex? I'm just saying, is that his pickup line?
Yeah. I mean, it's really horrible. I mean, it's really horrible. I mean, because he dies. I mean, she's still got a lot of her life. I mean, what's the market for a girl who married her father.
Right. What kind of future does she have? None.
Not her future. It's just, I mean, what dudes want to holler?
Okay.
Hey, I mean, that is a really, really tough one. Who wants to holler at the girl that married her father?
See, you know what, though? Should not be putting that out there for the simple fact that we know is some sick people in this world. And just like the man that was cut off his cock and chopped it up with sauteed onions and mushrooms, people wanted it. So I don't doubt anything you say. Mm-hmm. I'm just...
That was not the visual I was trying to have here.
Yeah, I know. I apologize.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. You don't need to apologize. I understand.
Yeah.
And I mean, they say that the internet is supposedly segregating people, and you know, another useless study they asked was the internet racially dividing people. I'm like, I don't think so. Because people like what they like. Because I'm thinking on Facebook, everybody's on Facebook, everybody's on Twitter. I mean, you just like what you like.
Right.
That's just what it is.
If anything, I think that it's more of a environment that fosters interracial relationships. Is that the correct way to say it? I mean,
I think what it does, it opens up the lines of communication. There's a positive effect and there's a negative because there are a lot of people who get internet muscles, obviously. Yeah,
it's true. That's true.
You know, you get them internet muscles like, yeah, what? You can't say nothing to me. You can't say nothing to me. What?
Right.
What?
You know? Until they forget that they dumbasses put their phone number and address on their Facebook account.
Well, you know, not all of them do. But the point is, they have the opportunity to say what they want. And at the same time, you have the opportunity to talk to people from all over. I mean, since I've been doing this talk show, I've made friends all over the world.
Right.
So I look at it more as a factor where it can bring people together. Now, obviously, I ain't on here singing Kumbaya.
Right.
Because that's just not what's going to happen. But, you know.
But it brings people together who have the same life. You know, if you have things in common, it doesn't matter what your race is on the internet. So
right.
I don't think that it is causing any type of there is any type of segregation on the internet unless you give them one of those, you know, racist groups. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean,
that's about it.
Yeah. And I mean, here we're coming up on the 4th of July tomorrow, and I was going to sit here and say happy 4th of July to everybody, but I think I'm going to let Richard Pryor do it. This is Richard Pryor in his stand-up saying, happy 4th of July.
You don't know how black humor started. It started in slave ships. You know, the cat was on his way over there rowing. You know, dude said, what you laughing about? And yesterday I was a king. They're having a bicentennial 200 years. Go ahead, bicentennial, nigga. They will have some nigga 200 years old in blackface with stars and stripes on his forehead. Eyes, lips just a chatty. And you have that lovely white folks expression on his face. But he's happy. He's happy because he's been here 200 years. So I'm just so thrilled to be here. Over here in America. I'm so glad y'all took me out of die, homie. I used to get live to be 150. Now I die of high blood pressure by the time I'm 52. And that thrilled me to death.
I'm just so pleased America's gonna last. They brought me over here in a boat. There was 400 of us come over here. 360 of us died on the way over here. I love that. That just thrills me so. I don't know, you white folks are just so good to us. Got over here, another 20 of us died from disease. Ah, but you didn't have no doctor to take care of us. I'm so sorry you didn't. Then they split us all up. Yes, so we took my mom over that way, took my wife that way, took my kids over yonder. I'm just so happy. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do if I don't get 200 more years of this. Lord of mercy. That's so real. I don't know where my old mama is now. She up yonder in that big white folks in the sky. Y'all probably have forgotten about me.
But I ain't gonna never forget it.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.